Brew on the 30th of April. Thank goodness this month is over. Y'all. Oops, excuse the feedback. Oh, mic was trying to fall out of my ear. Sorry about that. Anyway, it's me, M2FGC, Lee. I know it's been a couple of days since I've done an update, but this whole week has been going at such warp speed. I'm lucky I can figure out which up is end, if you know what I mean. It's just been totally crazy. So I'm just trying to think of what the last update I made was on Tuesday. Yeah. Okay. So I gotta fill you in on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, right? I tweeted out to you guys about Dr. Fantini. Cute little gal. I could pick her up in one hand. What am I stepping on? Oh, okay. That's it. Okay, let's see. Wednesday. I went to see Art at Pine Acres. They even gave me lunch there. I was a little annoyed because they're the people I wanted to speak to. I got there about 11:15. Left about 12:45. No, 1:45. Not one person I wanted to speak to did I see. Except Art's nurse, which is fine. Had some annoyingness regarding the fact that they didn't have Art's clothing up in his room. It was still in the quote office unquote being labeled, and he ended up needing a pair of clean pants, and I basically told the aide, you better go down and get some or else. That kind of thing. Thursday, I went to see this Dr. Fantini, and lovely little girl. We went over the CT. And I did tell you all it was messy, and when we got over all of the results, I can confirm to you that it is very messy. I will say, thank God, my pancreas is the one place that hasn't been attacked. And that's important. That really is, because that's blood sugar control. So if that had been messed with, you know, I'd probably be needing insulin on top of everything else. But praise God, it's okay. And, I am still ingesting food, so actually my total weight loss has been 2 pounds. Yay! Which is actually quite good, because people tend to lose a lot of weight, and I haven't really. I'm just trying to think. So yes, I'm still eating stuff. In fact, I told her, I said I wanted sushi so bad it hurt. And yes, I did get sushi that night too. I certainly did. In fact, I have a... Oops, sorry about that. That was my hair, which I have to have cut on Monday. Believe me, I'm going to get this mop chopped off. I have two couple of pieces of sushi left for lunch today. Ooh. Yeah, so the pancreas is good. Everything else is pretty messy in there. I got home from the great Fantini and proceeded to take a nap. And then yesterday I had some banking I had to do, and forwarded the home phone to the cell phone, which is a good thing because I got a call from Pine Acres that Art was having how should we say it, an adjustment problem. And basically in very bad temper. So I did say, I said, you know, I talked him down as much as I could. I said, look, I'll be there in a little while. After I get out of the bank, I'll head over there. So I went over, I had lunch with him, and this time I did speak to the physical therapist and the activities director, etc., etc. I gave the activities director a little bit of a kind of a layout of Art's personality to try and get him into things he'd be interested in. Made some suggestions of possible activities they could create, you know, that kind of thing. Then I went home and crashed. Talked to John in Minnesota for a bit. And basically spent most of yesterday in Crashville, USA. And today I got a few unfortunate phone calls to make to some of Art's friends, some of my friends, and said, you know, let them know what's going on. And but most of the day I intend to just devote to snoozing as much as I can. So I may be a bit scarce on Twitter. Tomorrow, if I can, I'll go back and visit Art at Pine Acres. If I can't, I'll at least put in a couple phone calls. So that's the deal. I do see the oncologist on May 10th at 3 o'clock. And then we'll start discussing whatever forward motion will be made. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here with my kappa, my second kappa, so that at least I can think in somewhat of a coherent manner, etc., etc. But I will not deny that I hurt. I'm in a lot of pain, and this spring, there isn't as much spring in my step. Fortunately, I have a couple of people willing to come and help me with things like laundry, so I don't have to try and carry it up and down two flights of stairs. I've been using Art's stair lift. Are you kidding? Hey, it's there. Might as well use it. But I don't have one down to the basement. So, I think next week I'll have one of my helper friends that were assigned to me by Art's stepson come over and help me with a couple of bits and pieces of laundry. Food is not a problem. I've been swamped with food. My walking buddy had basically told me, if I cook for me, I'll cook for you. So I have lots of food, though I do have to get some dish soap. Gosh, I'm out of dish soap. Anyway, God has been good. And, you know, even though I hurt, I am getting some snoozes, which is good. Advil and heating pad are my friends. I love you. And that's the way it is. So if there's anything significant, I certainly will let you guys know. I'm glad you all enjoyed my hospital ambience, emergency room ambience sound effects tape. That was fun to make. Thank you all for your support and your messages, your DMs and mentions and your emails and things. I always look forward to getting those. And it's a bit of a lift to the spirit. So just keep them coming. And if I don't answer you directly, it's not because I don't love you. It's just because I haven't looked at Twitter. Because just mental energy expenditure is sometimes just not there. And if it's not mental, it's physical. Anyway, so y'all take care and we will speak soon. That is a promise. Take care. Until next time. Bye-bye.